Welcome to On My Walk, the reading podcast that helps you capture reading's aha moments and apply them to your life and leadership. Today, I'm thinking about the importance of sleep, in part because I got such lousy rest last night, and in part because in reading Tom Rath's Eat, Move, Sleep, I had one of those aha moments that brought home the absolute necessity of a good night's rest. In the section, Sleep Long to Get More Done, Rath writes, "The person you want to fly your airplane, operate on your body, teach your children, or lead your organization tomorrow is the one who sleeps soundly tonight. Yet in many cases, people in these vital occupations are the ones who think they need the least to sleep, and more than 30% of workers sleep less than 6 hours per night. So sleep's important. How important? Well, listen to what he has to say about the necessity of sleep and what I'm calling the forgotten half of the landmark study.
One less hour of sleep does not equal an extra hour of achievement or enjoyment. The exact opposite occurs. When you lose an hour of sleep, it decreases your well-being, productivity, health, and ability to think. Yet people continue to sacrifice sleep before all else. In some workplaces, it is a badge of honor to pull an all-nighter to get work done. Then comes boasting about having only 4 hours sleep the night before a meeting to show your colleagues just how hard you are working. I fell into this trap for many years until I realized just how flawed this logic is from every vantage point. One of the most influential studies of human performance, conducted by Professor K. Anders Ericsson, found that elite performers need 10,000 hours of deliberate practice to reach levels of greatness. While this finding sparked a debate about the role of natural talent versus countless hours of practice, another element was all but missed. If you go back to Ericsson's landmark 1993 study, there was another factor that significantly influenced peak performance: sleep. On average, the best performers slept 8 hours and 36 minutes. The average American, for comparison, gets just 6 hours and 51 minutes of sleep on weeknights.
Now, all of us want to make the most of our days. We want to achieve, we want to accomplish, we want to be all and do all that we can. We don't want to waste a precious minute. Consequently, we seem to be always trying to learn from the best and keep pace with the best. But I'm wondering, have I ever stopped to consider the necessity of imitating the sleep habits of the best? I mean, I come back to that line that Tom Rath said, "The person you want to fly your airplane, operate on your body, teach your children, or lead your organization tomorrow is the one who sleeps soundly tonight." The psalmist said, "It is in vain that you rise up early and go late to rest, eating the bread of anxious toil, for he gives to his beloved sleep." In other words, God said, it's just plain vanity to burn the candle at both ends. I've designed you to sleep, and I've given you time for that. So if you have a lot to do and a little time to do it, and you feel the only way you can make it is to skip your sleep, you may want to stop and rethink your sleep strategy. Research is showing us what God has been telling us all along. None of us are so indispensable that we cannot afford to put our heads down on our pillows at night and get a good night's rest. So here are 5 things Rath suggests that you and I can do to improve our sleep. Number 1, try exercise instead of sleeping pills. He writes, "Regular exercise may be the best way to ensure a good night's sleep and more energy the following day." Number 2, sleep in a dark room and drop the temperature. May cost you a few coins, but research is showing that helps. Number 3, make noise at night. Now, what do you mean by that? Here's what he says. Eliminate potential noisy distractions that tell your body, wake up, wake up. And instead, use white noise, a fan or an app. And these things definitely help to maintain a constant noise level that actually increases your ability or enhances your ability to sleep. Number 4, fight the light at night. Reduce or eliminate artificial light at night. It suppresses melatonin levels, and that makes it harder to fall asleep, and it creates other challenges as well. You need to read what he has to say about that. And number 5, when you wake up, stop hitting the snooze button. He writes, when you break your final hour of sleep into small half-awake chunks, studies show it does not count toward the total amount of deep restorative sleep. Now, as Rath notes, one less hour of sleep does not equal an extra hour of achievement or enjoyment. So get your sleep. That's my thought on my walk with Tom Rath and eat, move, sleep. What you do with it, that's for you to work out on your walk through life.